This is a podcast from PRI and Sarah Jones. You would say Sarah. Sarah Jones.
Hello?
It's Playdate.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Okay, come on up.
Hey, you made it. Shoes off, please. It's New York. It's dirty out there. Through the hallway we go here. India Ari is here playing with me today, and we are in a space that I can only describe as free, jingling freedom. Let it ring.
Forgive me.
Let freedom ring.
It's my mom. I have to.
It's mom.
Hi, mother.
Hi, mom.
Hi, guys.
I'm about to do an interview.
Oh, call me back then.
You remember Sarah Jones, the TED Talk lady with all the voices?
Hi.
Yeah.
She loves you.
Hi, I love you too.
Oh my God.
She loves you.
I love you too.
Lorraine Levine says,
who is that? That thing is awesome.
Hi, sweetheart. It's wonderful to hear you. I'm so glad that you raised such an amazing daughter. And now we're going to put, she's been all over the world. Now she's in our living room.
I'll call you back.
Bye.
Bye.
She loves you.
I love her too.
She loves you. I have to answer.
So listen, if you don't already know India, she's won 4 Grammy Awards. She's sold over 3 million records. And I have been a huge fan of her music for years.
Well, you're not the only India Ari fan in the world, Sarah Jones. Like, actually, in junior high, like at dances, when boys would be asking for songs like It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp, like I would be asking for like India Ari music. Like this one song, There's Hope, which is like super rad to dance to, actually.
Bella, it's so funny you mentioned that song. I remember the day after the election, I had to perform 2 shows back to back, and that particular song, There's Hope, helped me sing those words even at a time when I was having trouble believing in them. There's hope. Every time I turn on the TV, there's hope. Somebody's acting crazy. There's hope. If you let it, it'll drive you crazy. There's hope. But I'm taking back my power today. There's hope. Gas prices, they just keep on rising. There's hope. The government, they keep on lying. We're surviving, keep living our truth and do the best we can do, cause there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. India Ari is here, and Bella, Lorraine, the rest of my friends, and me, Sarah Jones, and you, we all get to hang out for a play date. Listen, if you stick around, you might even get to hear us sing.
So relaxation and play would almost seem to be contradictory to what you've accomplished. I mean, you've worked so hard and so much and so powerfully. You know, you're a prolific artist. So I guess I want to say, where did that come from?
You make me sound way better than I feel about my journey with my career. Because relaxation and play, that certainly is not what it's been feeling like. Mm-hmm. But you know, the hard part is learning how to do both. Because you know, when a musician talks about playing, that means you're having a gig. So we're about to go play a show. We're about to have a gig.
Right.
So then the relaxation part, like, so there's 2 levels to the relaxation part, because you have to be able to recuperate from being on the road. Like, it's, you know, like being on stage in the show and getting back into yourself. But when we tour, we do 1 show, 1 city.
Right.
So it's like, get into next city show. So once you've done that for a month, it's time to get home and then recuperate.
Mm.
It's like being able to recuperate is the relaxation part.
Mm.
But then when it comes down to doing the spiritual work of songwriting,
mm,
dropping into that really deep, meditative, relaxed place where the songs do come out, you're not thinking about what people are gonna think of the songs, or and also because of the things I like to write about.
Mm-hmm.
Like is a funny word here. The things I'm compelled to write about.
Mm-hmm.
By choice, I suppose, or by design, they come from the deepest part of me that I can access.
Mm-hmm.
So getting there comes after the recuperation. Mm-hmm. I build my whole life around being able to do both of those things. Mm-hmm. So all my relationships are structured around it, where mm-hmm. I live, how I live, mm-hmm. how I eat, mm-hmm. what I do in the morning, what I do at night, mm-hmm. how I sleep, how I don't sleep. It's mm-hmm. all around the balance between the play and the relaxation of my mission and my passion, mm-hmm. which is my music. Mm-hmm. But there are those moments, like, because I love being on stage. Mm-hmm. I love singing my songs. Mm-hmm. I love when the song is done. Mm-hmm. I love when it's like starting to flow out and you're like writing and it's flowing. But the hard part is getting the engine started.
So let me ask you about that. You're from Denver mm-hmm. originally, mm-hmm. and you've lived in cities all over and kind of found a home all over. But in part, some of what I hear you sing about is finding the home within you. Is that, like, is that where your songwriting really comes from?
Finding the home within me is a little bit more of a recent journey, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but finding a way to be at home yeah. with myself and comfortable in my skin and yeah. comfortable in my body and comfortable in my psyche has been my journey. But I think that's just the human journey, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I just talk about mine mm-hmm. very candidly.
Mm-hmm. So I want to say something. Hi, sweetheart. Hi. Hi, India, honey.
Hi.
I want you to know, when I hear you talk about the journey, as you said, to, you know, feel at home in your own skin, mm-hmm. I identify so much. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a young girl, little girl, I remember I had very, very curly hair, not as curly as yours or Sarah. but not so far as you might think. And, you know, my sister had straight hair. My mom had straight hair. And when you had your song, I Am Not My Hair, I could cry. What wonderful things, gifts to give people in your music that you have no idea how you're helping somebody, you know, change how they see themselves.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey, I am not my head. I am not your skin. I am not your expectations, no.
Now, you said you try not to think about what other people think, but come on, sweetheart. You have to. I mean, you're very popular. You won the Grammy Awards. Mm-hmm. Sarah teases me that I don't watch because I'm waiting for the great Grammy Awards. So I can sweep all the categories. I'm teasing.
No, but Lorraine Levine is having some fun there. But I want to say, like,
I had to clap, sorry.
I think.
No, let me ask you this. My name is Rasheed. I'm saying I wanted to ask you first some questions. Savage Jones said, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I wanna be appropriate and all that, but you look good. I'm saying I know you attach or whatever, but what I'm trying to say is like this, right? I know women, y'all wanna be respected. I remember when you had that song on video back in the day. And that shit was tight, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, because you came out mad strong with it. And it was like, all right, she looked dope, but she talking about, you know, don't just be looking at me. I'm not just a Coke bottle or that. I felt that, you feel me? I felt that. But at the same time, I'm a man, I'm saying you a woman, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just want to know what you think about all that.
Well, now check this out. There's a rapper, I'm not going to say his name because I just don't want to, but he was like all in my face at this party, like all in my face. And I tapped him on his shoulder just to get him snap out of it. I was like, hey. I was like, what are you doing?
What was he, was bothering you or something?
Yeah,
he was being sexist or yeah, he was
no,
being...
he was trying to hit on me, but doing it too hard. Like real standing real close to me and saying slick stuff, like being too slick.
Yeah, he was hungry.
Yeah. Oh, so hungry is the male version of thirsty.
Yeah,
was hungry. He was too hungry.
Exactly.
And I was like, I'm full now. And so I said, like I tapped him on his shoulder because in my mind I needed to snap him out of it. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm saying, DRE, you fine. And I was like, thank you, but what are you doing? And he said, you know what? Because your music makes people want to feel. He said, dudes want to feel too. When you walk in and you're like shaped like that and you look like that, and then we realize the stuff you talk about, like we want to feel too. And I was like, okay, like,
I can respect that.
I can give you, I can give him some credit for knowing how to explain to me why he was doing all that.
Yeah, you know, I think people think sometimes dudes ain't got no feelings. I really feel like that.
It's true. That's what people do.
They act like, you know what I'm saying? And we get trained to act like that. So my point is like this right here. I'm not really trying to make this a date, but I might be trying to make this a date. I just want to be transparent about my situation, that you thoughtful and all that. So I'm going to let Sarah Jones ask you some questions. I don't want to monopolize the situation. But I like what you said about giving somebody, you know, it's like in life, people might approach you. They got the wrong approach, but their heart is in the right place. Yeah. You feel me? And that's what you said about that dude. That's I appreciate that. But nice I also thing. Hope you ain't really trying to mess with him because, you know what I'm saying, I'm available. All right. Yeah, that's good.
So, you know, here's the thing about Rashid loving you the way he does. I think it's really powerful that music, like that idea that some guy approached you and was like when we are moving through our world and then some artist or someone in our life awakens all these different facets of us, it's kind of rare.
I have something I have to say. Mm-hmm. Here's what I know. What I have learned. So in the beginning of my career as a song, so forget the career part. In the beginning of being a songwriter, I had this theory that music could heal other people the way that it healed me, or that music could shape people's consciousness the way that Stevie Wonder music or James Taylor music shaped my consciousness. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know if it was just me. Mm-hmm. And I released my first album, Acoustic Soul, in 2001. And I quickly learned that it's not just me, in that words and sound, and when you set it to a melody and a rhythm, it's kind of like a hypnosis. Mm. It's a mantra. It can become a meditation, however you choose to hold it, but it is a hypnosis. And it shapes your consciousness, period. So when I was young, my father used to say, don't sleep with that radio on. Mm. So, you know, we both like kind of grew up in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And so do you remember the song, I Wanna Sex You Up?
I remember that song.
Horrible. That's the first thing I sang. I had to sing something else to get that out of the way.
We're gonna fix it.
But you remember that.
Yes.
And my dad used to say, see, you're hearing this. You're 15 mm-hmm. years old and you're hearing this mm-hmm. in your sleep. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, dad, whatever. It's fine. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But it's true.
Right.
And I quickly learned that it is true. Mm. And so like the people say, you teach what you most need to learn. Mm. I didn't grow up thinking I was a beautiful flower. Mm. I had things about myself that I defined myself by, like whatever people would say about my voice being too deep or my hair or whatever people said, then I would define myself by those things. So that's what made me the person who wanted to write these songs. Mm. And I've been able to heal myself and find a great deal of spiritual elevation through this process. Mm. But I know, because I've seen it, that music does shape a person's consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to believe it.
One of the things that comes to my mind is how your music is universal. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that was interesting to me.
Okay, making my debut here on the podcast. Mm. My name is Hank. I don't mean to be disrespectful to anybody in any way. I just know what I believe. You know, for me, I am a European American rights advocate. I don't understand why that is unacceptable to people when you can be any kind of other rights advocate. You seem to be a very nice African persons or African Americans or whatever is the proper term that you would prefer. I certainly don't want to upset anyone. So I'm just saying to you, not because you're black, but maybe a little bit because you're black, because I'd like to talk to a black person and you're here. And Sarah Jones pretty much doesn't talk to me. So I'm taking this opportunity to say, as a European American rights advocate, what would be so wrong if I wrote a song that said, I am European and I'm proud?
Well, Hank, I have a lot of answers to your questions. So first of all, I just want to explain to you who I am. Because I am black and people look at me and they see me as very, very black, or like even African, like I have on print clothes. And so I'm like very, very black to them. And I have no control over how people define me in their own eyes. But for me as a songwriter, my goal is always to sing songs that elevate humanity as a whole. I don't sing specifically to Black people. I don't sing specifically to women. I sing things that have found their own way to resonate with Black people and Black women, I guess because I am a Black woman. But also there are people of all kind of other races who really resonate with my music, especially people on a spiritual journey of any race. It seems to be that it's like the demographic most for me. And so I have sang, I think maybe one song about loving being Black. But I think what you're feeling off of me is the vibration of loving myself. And so I do love my Blackness, but I also love my humanness and my womanness. And I love my taste in clothes and colors. Like, I like me. And so the fact that you have a conversation about race, I think it makes you to zero in on my Blackness, which I don't think is wrong. And what I actually admire the fact that you're able to say these things out loud. And so I want to address the second part of your question. I don't think
that
there's...
Okay, but before you do, yes, I just want to say, you're all right.
Thank you.
I didn't mind one thing that you said just there.
Good.
Well, now let's just see how you do on the next one.
Good. And so here's the thing about your second question. I don't mean to keep laughing at you, Hank, but people don't have conversations this candid, so I'm glad that you're here, because this never happens. Back to the second part of your question, when you said, do I think it's wrong that someone else, you or anyone else, would sing about loving
European pride.
No, I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's my place to say what is wrong.
Can I get you to say that again? You don't think it's wrong? Thank you. Go ahead.
I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's my place to say what is right and wrong anyway. But if you're asking me what my taste is, I'm going to tell you what my taste is. I think that when you talk about loving yourself, that it should never talk about not loving someone else. Because if the conversation is about love, those two things don't exist together, in my opinion. And so when you hear me sing about loving me or loving my womanness or loving my Blackness, I don't ever say that I think it's better or anything. I never have in any of my songs. I don't think I talk that way in my everyday life. I can't be sure, but I don't sing that way in my songs. And here's the other thing. I understand your anger, actually, because
it's been a rough time, India. You got to understand, it's a rough time
out
there.
How old
are you? For a white man. I'm 58 years old.
And here's the thing, like, the world is changing so fast, and what is correct and what is politically incorrect is changing so fast that sometimes people your age get stuck realizing that they're just being themselves, and now all of a sudden they're politically incorrect.
I mean, you can't even turn on your television, you
without
understand?
Without seeing somebody say it, what you think is wrong. I get it.
They make fun of the news, and they make fun of everything we're doing, tell us we're not American.
I get that too.
You know, it's painful. I guess I'll tell you that I'm surprised by you. I'm surprised by you. I'm willing to admit occasionally I am wrong about people. But I had a good feeling that you would understand that I have the right to my European American pride. And Sarah Jones doesn't understand that. She'll argue with me that because white people have certain, she goes on and on, privilege and all this.
Yes, there is that.
But she doesn't know my life.
That's right.
And she's living in New York City, and, you know, she doesn't live
where. Where do you live?
Right now, I'm actually between homes, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Well, my own son had to move home with me.
Wow.
And between the two of us, his wife, their kids, you know, what we have right now is, among us, we're renting because we had to let go of my home and my mother's home. So I just need people to understand it's a hard time out there, and you need to have pride in whoever you are. And maybe, okay, I understand what you're saying. I don't want to tear down somebody else, but they're tearing us down too. Anyway, I'll tell you this. You tell Sarah Jones, because she won't listen to me, but tell her that I'd like to speak to her about
her
all
know.
This. And
let her know.
And just for you, I'm curious, would you ever help co-write a song for European American pride if we make sure we include in there Black people should be proud of themselves too?
I can't say that I would be able to.
Give it a think about it. Just think about
but
it.
But I have written a song about everyone being proud of who they are. Not, you don't have to... there's a conversation about empathy, right? And so being able to feel how other people feel. So that's what this song really is about. It's like loving yourself, but also being able to feel that other people have their journeys too. And I think really that's a song that I could write. I don't know if I could write about European American pride, but I don't knock you for wanting it. Now that I know more about your journey, now that I have more empathy for you, I know more about your journey. It helps me to not be so shocked by your point of view. But I think that's what's going on in the world today anyway. People don't think about the full person. They think about the sound bite they hear. And even though you don't understand, I don't understand the reason, it doesn't mean that I should necessarily think you're wrong. So you have actually surprised me too.
Okay, I'm gonna need to think about this.
Thank you. What happens when we talk to each other.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Nice to meet you, Hank.
Nice meeting you. you should just watch a little.
The giggle.
We'll talk about it.
So. Hank loves you. Now he's having a crisis.
I love Hank.
Hank's having a crisis.
I didn't know about Hank.
Because he, it's a rough time for him right now.
Yeah.
And I know it is, but I don't want to hear him.
I know that's
the truth. I kind of can't talk to him right now, but thank you for talking to him.
We're going to hear more from India and a few of my friends about how to find compassion for ourselves. Savage Owls, this is Bonita. Could you please tell them that I'm going to get to sing with India Ari? Oh my God. You got it, Bonita. This is Playdate. I'm Sarah Jones.
This is Habiba, and Sarah Jones, Playdate is not the only PRI podcast with a lot of voices. On Otherhood with Rupa Shenoy, you can hear the unique perspectives and stories of people who came here to the U.S. as children or who were born here to immigrant parents.
That's right, Habiba. This is Nereida, and Rupa Shenoy brings us the experiences of people who have American hyphenated identities. I really relate to that, so I cannot wait to check out Otherhood on iTunes or at PRI.org. I'm Sarah Jones. I am so happy to be having a play date with my dear friend India Ari. You know, for me, she is like human jumper cables. Whenever I feel most run down, I can plug into one of her songs and I'm just moving again.
You know, I've gone through my periods of what I would call, I'm an open skeptic. So I don't know, you know, what's out there in the universe or, you know, what do I believe in and all of that. I guess I love the idea because I come from a family of, you know, scientists and, you know, there were people who were religious and there were also people who were, you know, atheist or agnostic or they, you know, as far as they were concerned, science was their God or whatever. And even if I just think to myself, well, we're carbon-based life forms. We are literally stardust. Like we are literally all made of, you know, the kind of these components of the universe, the stars and the sun. We are
good.
Life.
Now I can clear out that whatever that last thing I sang. So, you know, I have this song, God is Real.
Ooh, I don't know that one.
You don't know God
How
is Real?
How do I not know God is Real?
So in God is Real, it says, we're made of the same stuff as the moon and the stars. The ocean is salt water just like our tears are. That's how I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. That's the thing, because you don't know what God is, but I feel like there's an order to things.
Isn't that something? You know? First of all, yay. Why has it taken this long for me to prompt you to sing?
You don't know God is, I can't believe you're one of the people I've met who knows the most about
I know
song.
Every song. Oh, how can I, how did
song?
I
You don't know
it?
God is real.
Well, now it's going to be, now it's going to be on repeat.
I really thought you would know that.
I thought I would know it too. Apparently I do know it. I just didn't know it was your song.
When there's earth, air, water, so many different flowers, sunshine and rain showers, so many different crystals and fields and volcanoes. That's how I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. That's how I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. That's how I know that God is real. I know this is not by chance.
So it's just interesting to me that, You know, this idea of a song about God is also a song about stardust, about the moon
and
atoms, and about me and about Hank and about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love that because we're at a moment when we're sort of being encouraged to feel more pitted against one another than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of we're in the, you know, we're asked to be loyal to these silos that don't serve any of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the idea that, well, let me have her tell you.
India, my name is Bella, and I just feel that, like, your work has, like, such amazing, like, messages of love. So, like, for me, like, I wouldn't say that I pray to anything,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I do notice that, like, if I'm having, like, a seriously, like, if there's an exam that's, like, really scaring me and I'm, like, trying to study and everything,
mm-hmm.
like, there's a little part of me that's kind of like, if there were a God, this would be an awesome time for it to show up. Like, this would be so rad if, like, right now God was like, I'm going to perform a miracle and, like, give you a 3.8 on this. So, like, I guess, like, your music does make me feel like, why not? Like, what's so bad about, like, just feeling, like, hopeful that maybe there's something that's, like, loving all around? And that's what I know from your song, like, from, like, I Am Light, which Sarah Jones played for me, which is, like, amazing. Because, like, one of your lyrics is, I'm not going to sing it, but, like, I know there's someone here who wanted to sing.
Mm.
Hi, India. My name is Bonita, and I'm so happy to meet you because Sarah Jones had told me that you was going to come here, and I was like, uh-uh, it's not even possible. But you here, and I know, like, your songs and everything, for me, is like when you sing, like, I'm not the things my family did,
because
I come from, like, my family been through a lot, and I never even thought that's possible what you said, and then it's like, maybe it could be true, so I'm going to sing, like, a little bit from it with you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try. I am light, I am light. I'm imitating you.
That's nice.
I am light. I am light. I am not the things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light.
That was
oh my
good.
God, I'm going to die. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die.
That was good, Bonita.
I can't die though, because I gotta get your autograph first. Oh my God. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Okay, thank you so much, Miss India Ari.
Sing, Bonita.
I love you. Oh my God.
Sing.
Okay.
You thank better you. Sing. Y'all better sing. Listen, y'all better sing.
The things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light.
Okay, now I have to say three things.
Please.
I have to say something to Bella and to Bonita and to Sarah.
Oh my God, I am so excited. Can you do me first? Or
yes.
Am I like,
yeah,
oh
Bella.
My God, I'm first in the
Bella.
Queue. Hi.
Hi, Bella.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Love, all the feels. Okay.
All the feels.
Oh my God.
So this whole conversation about religion and what is it and is there a God and all that.
Yeah.
Forget all that.
Okay.
Because there's a saying that I love and that I believe in.
Okay.
That's why I love it. I love it because I'm a songwriter and I like when people say things in a clever way, but I also love it because it is the truth. As I see it,
okay,
there is no spot where God is not.
There is no spot
where God is not.
You totally sound like my nana before I got bat mitzvahed.
Isn't
she was like,
beautiful?
Yeah. She was like, Bella, it's there. And I was like, it's not. I just want presents.
It's everywhere.
And she was like, no, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
It's
like
everywhere.
She sent you. There is no spot where God is not.
And you know,
not.
She did send me because there is no spot where God is not. And so this is the other thing. That smile is so cute.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So here's the other thing. This is my definition of God. One of them. I have a lot of definitions because this is something I like to think about.
Okay.
But I think the most simple one, a benevolent, loving, divine.
My cat.
There's no spot where God is not.
My cat's your cat, totally that.
A song that makes you your heart feel open. Being at the ocean, that feeling of being at the ocean, totes. The feeling of good.
Okay, yeah.
Always in all of your relationships and your conversations and your Nana and all of it. And so to me, God is the totality of everything. There is no spot where God is not. There's no point even having to think about it.
But what about the bad stuff? Like, what about, like, when the guy doesn't, like, text you back, like, within a couple of days? Like, that's horrible. How can that be God?
I realize that for some people it's hard to think of things this way.
Yeah.
But when you think of life as a total experience, there is no good or bad.
Are you going to tell me he's not worth it? It's like he's not worth my time.
Well, that's a different conversation because now we're having a conversation about you and how you choose to live your life and you. And this is the third thing that I wanted to tell you.
Are you mad at me, Indiari?
Of course not. I would never be mad at you. I mean, I would, but I don't know you well enough.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing.
I want Indiari to know me well enough to be mad at me. That's a life goal. Hashtag life goal.
Is it?
I mean, I think we would make up. So then we would still be besties. Like, we should totally be besties.
Just do it. Why not?
Oh, my God. Okay.
So this is my favorite word, Bella. Worthy.
Worthy.
My favorite definition of that word is deserving of regard and respect.
Oh, my God. I love that. Love.
Just remember that.
Deserving of regard and respect.
Because you are, and we all are. But you have to act that way. It's on you to walk that way. Even when it's hard, even when you have to second guess, even when you have to remind yourself, if you write the word worthy on your mirror, when the guy does not text you back, you have to know that it doesn't change you, and he can move on. And if he wants to come back, he needs to come back respectful because that's what you require.
Oh, my God. And as my bestie, can you, like, tell him that on my behalf?
No, but I can tell you.
Okay. I'll totally tell him that, like, you told me to tell him.
Now that you can do.
Okay. Amazing. I love you so much. I know Benita wants to hear from you, like, whatever you have for her. And she's, like, super sweet, so I'm going to let her.
Benita's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm still here.
First of all, your voice is amazing.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I really love your singing. I love your singing.
Oh, my God.
And here's something that I've learned. That because Sarah was talking about if you want to learn something about yourself to sing and that the motivation behind your singing will tell you a lot about yourself.
Yeah, I used to sing because I was like, it was a lot of things happening in my house. And even if I couldn't like leave the house or something like that and it was real bad, I could still sing anywhere.
And it would soothe you.
Yeah, because, and even like people would be like, you got to sing quiet. So that's why come my voice is quiet.
My voice is quiet too. Because I was very shy growing up. But what I wanted to tell you is, so you have to see my songversation. It's online. It's on supersoul.tv. You can see that. You've seen that? Of course.
Yes!
You know, I'm talking to Bonita. Of course you saw it. So do you remember that part when I said it doesn't matter what you've done or what anyone has done to you, nothing diminishes your worthiness? Do you remember that part?
Yes.
That's what you have to remember. Okay. I don't know what happened in your family, but I hear the emotion in your singing. And so I know it's something, but I also recognize it because I have my something too. But what I want you to know and to always remember, and remember that I said this to you today.
Oh my God.
Doesn't matter what anybody's done to you or anything that you've done. I always like to say this to myself. No guilt, no shame, no blame. Just move on with your life. Not that it's easy to do, but like we talked about, when you say something to yourself, enough. No guilt, no shame, no blame. Move on with your life.
What if somebody do something real bad? You can still have no guilt, no shame, and no blame?
Not if you move on with your life. Don't get stuck there. Do you ever drive in your car and you run out of gas and you put your...
I can't drive
Wait, how old are you? I don't know how old you are.
I'm 15 years old.
You're 15. You look about 19, girl.
Oh, thank you.
So someone's driving it. Let's theoretically, okay? Someone's driving their car. And they run out of gas. Do they go, oh, I'm out of gas, and cry? Or do they go to the gas station?
You're supposed to go to the gas station.
You go to the gas station.
Yeah.
So remember to keep moving forward from the things you've been through. Don't hold on to it. Do whatever you have to do to heal yourself. But don't hold on to it like that. Everybody does stuff. And everybody has stuff done to them. Period. everybody. It's human.
NDRV, I'm gonna go fill my gas tank.
Dude, I keep singing.
Thank you, I will.
Because dang. Thank Not just because you sound like me, but you sound really good.
That's what people say. They say I sound
they
like
say
you.
That?
Yeah.
You do.
Thank you so much.
India, nobody sounds like you. Only you sound like you. And I am so grateful that we got to play today.
Fun.
That we got to kind of hang out. This was everything.
Everything. You know what? Thank you. Mm. Thank you for having me. Because conversations like this just make me feel good.
Songversations. To be continued.
To be continued. You better sing.
I'm going to India. I'm telling you, you've sparked something in me. I was doing my dishes earlier and I was singing. What was I singing? What's the key?
Whatever
this is a song for. Is that right?
Every girl who can't stop smiling.
Ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through yet.
Sing. Ooh, sing.
I sing these words. She wrote them. I sing these words
because
I was that girl too, wanting something better than this.
Sing.
But who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light.
Ooh. I fooled you on that.
You did, right? This is the defining moment of our lives.
I didn't expect to do that.
Yeah. Cause you're beautiful like a fire. More powerful.
Okay, we're the diamond.
You are powerful like a fire. You can heal the world with your mind and
powerful.
There is nothing in the world that you cannot do.
Sing Sarah Jones.
When you believe in you, who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are powerful,
yeah, you know better than I do.
I know the words better than she does, yeah, you. You are resilient.
Ah, I did not do the T on the end. Oh my God! You sing so well.
I'm gonna do it, India.
You better come on.
I'm gonna give it to myself. This
that was so good.
Sing. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond.
I'm so glad you could join me for this play date. And if you want to continue the conversation with India Ari or with me, you can check out our website at pri.org/playdate. And while you are there, you can not only find links to India's music and her songversations, but you can check out my play date with comedian and writer Baratunde Thurston, who is also one of my favorite tech gurus.
I said antisocial people are making all of our social tools.
I want to be silent so y'all can let your jaw drop on that one.
Playdate with Sarah Jones is a co-production of Sarah Jones and PRI. Look at that. It's produced by Julie Burstein and sound designed by Derek John with production assistance from Kate Essig. How wonderful. Yeah, you know what? Y'all could also leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe wherever y'all listen to podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Twitter. At Playdate, Playdate on Facebook, and you can check us out on pri.org/playdate and at sarahjonesonline.com. You got that? Yeah. You are